This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, September 27, 2010. Walking in the Light. A passage is from John 12. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Do you enjoy sunsets? I do. In the Philippines, we would sometimes go to the shore and watch the setting sun. We would enjoy the last rays of sunlight for a few minutes, and then darkness would come. We know that Jesus called himself the light of the world, but Jesus also warned the people around him that they had to walk in his light, because soon darkness would come. Jesus was predicting his death on the cross, which would happen in just a few days. They would not have his light much longer. And those who walk in the dark, he said, do not know where they're going. Once when I was walking along a beach in the Philippines, it quickly grew dark. There was no moonlight, and I stumbled along till I finally got home. Jesus advised his listeners to put their trust in his light, that is, in him, while he was still with them. Do we trust in him? In our personal lives, there are times when the sun shines brightly. We need to use those times to prepare ourselves for periods when darkness falls and we walk in shadows of trial and suffering. Don't neglect to walk with the Lord while you're enjoying good times. And take heart from Jesus, who says, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. If we walk faithfully with God, we too can enjoy Jesus' light, not only now, but forever. Let's pray. Amid the gloom of the world around us, Father, it is good to know that your Son came to be our light. Help us to walk in his light each day. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.